مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment of our spiritual breakfast on this day, the 15th of Shawwal 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 14th of April 2025. Let's welcome our Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Hafidhullah Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ma zahid, jazakallahu khairan.
As we know, the topic today, as we said to you earlier, it is about the GNU and their trip to the rogue regime Israel. This trip was organized by Daniel Yakobi, and he's the director of South African Friends of Israel. Let's speak to Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, tell us about this.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To understand South Africa today, we need to go back to 1994 and pre-94. You see, the NETS, the Nationalist Party, that is Farhut and Foster and Botha and the Klerk and all these characters. The whiteys, so they had their apartheid mentality and so forth. And they really believed that was the right thing to do. White is right and everybody else is inferior. They would call us coolies on our faces, you know. Coolies, khanna di coolie doptu. And for the Africans, they would use the K word, you know. And the coloreds also, they would use the derogatory words for them as well, you know. So the coloreds, African blacks, Indians, we all were lumped up as one, you see. And then came Kodesa and talks about talks and all that. So now, were you born in 94, Mama? Or you?
Yeah, I was born in 89, so I was
four, five years old. So anyway, so obviously you don't expect a five-year-old boy to understand all these things. But we should know this much here. So in 94, when South Africa had its first democratic elections, so it was a big euphoria throughout the world, you know, and that. So what happened, there was no voters' roll, no nothing, you understand? And Mandela just wanted peace. That was Mandela, to avoid civil war, all that, bloodshed, all. So what he did is that basically then they brought about South Africa. All South Africa had four provinces, right? You had Transvaal, Natal, you had Cape and Free State, right? So now it came to nine provinces and so forth. So you should understand that also. Then second thing is there was no voters' roll, nothing. So actually that whole election was like cooked up, you understand, just to bring peace. So what happened is that when the elections were eventually took place and then the results announced and all, so from the nine provinces, ANC won seven, right? And then the Inkatha Freedom Party, you know, Buthelezi and all these characters, they won the tell, to see the Zulus, to keep them happy and all that. And then the Cape was then went to the Nationalist Party and all these characters, the whiteys basically. So you can say the Africans, the blacks won the seven provinces, the Zulus won the Natal, and you say the whiteys, you know, just to give you an understanding how it was and all that. So that was 1994. So every 5 years we have elections. Then 99 came, then this came, then this came. So eventually you see that ANC started winning more and more. So KwaZulu Natal, they took over and so forth. The Western Cape, it was like ping pong. Sometime ANC would win, sometime the Democratic Party, that time Democratic Party, then Democratic Alliance, all that they would win. But for past so many years now, it's Democratic Alliance, ANC hopeless, they can't win there because of that. But people started seeing through the ANC. I mean, I can just give you the latest things. I was now in Durban, right? Muff. So Friday evening, I went to my sister's place, right? They gone for Umrah, and that's my nephew, Mohammed Kareem, his wife and them are there. So, mashallah, I had supper there, all that. But anyway, I went to read Maghrib Salat there in the masjid, the main masjid, where Mawlana Harun was imam, if you know Ispingo Beach. So there, so you know, he was imam, mashallah, 42, 43 years. Allah give him, grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. And then I see that people are speaking about there's no water and so forth. So I said, for how many days you don't have water? He said, 3 days, Spingo Beach. But the beach is just the opposite, you know, and this type of thing. Now imagine the whole ocean in front of you, but you don't have water for 3 days. Then when I came out, and now I was going with my car to my nephew's place, so I saw Phoenix Cash and Carry. Now Phoenix Cash and Carry are my personal friends, Ahmed Day and Aslam Day and Ahmed Day's son Ibrahim and all of them, you know. So from Newcastle days, I knew them very well. And in fact, before Merkel started, you know, so before Capital came on the group and that, so when I used to go to Durban, they used to give their car and everything has to move around with and so forth. So anyway, that now all that is changed because now Capital brings the whole package, like, you know what I mean? That is now that they give their flat and what have you and so forth, car, driver, everything, and so make life very much easy for me. So, when I came out from the masjid, I saw their big truck there, you see, and they're giving water and so forth. So I was very happy, actually. Anyway, then I started asking my nephew and all that, what's happening here. And so then after supper, we went to Amenzim Toti. It's just 10 minutes out from Spingo Beach, you know. So when we reached there and all that, it was just Isha time. We had a nice program, all that. So they're very excited, you know, they're a small place. So, mashallah, so you know this. I always say small places have very big hearts, like, you know. So then I started speaking to the trustees, they had some refreshments and that. So I said, what's your guys' water situation? He said, for 3 weeks, water comes, goes, and they also by the beach, you know, so like that. So then I said, what you guys doing here? He said, no, here by the masjid, it cost us 400,000 or 300,000 to put up a borehole. He said, it's rocks and rocks and rocks, you know. So that some figure like that they gave. So the masjid one is sorted out, but what about the people and so forth, you see? So then you know that the load shedding and this, and so people got totally fed up, you understand, with ANC. So last year, and I don't know if you know, that in time of Mandela, you know, that sometime Mandela would go overseas and so forth, and now you have to appoint as a, you know, the president for that short period, 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever, 3 weeks. So I know many times used to appoint Futalezi. He wouldn't appoint Thabo or his deputy, and they would say Futalezi is the president. So that was Mandela, you see. He used to do things but differently. He always wanted reconciliation and peace, like, you know. So this type of things, there was no bloodshed and no war and all. So anyway, so that was his thing. So all that goodwill and all that got finished after 5, 10, 15 years, and now it's everybody for himself. And the stealing and corruption and all that service delivery chaos. So people, there's a nice word in Afrikaans, you understand, it starts with the G, G-A-T-V-O-L, you know, but you can't say it on air, but I spelled it out actually, so you'll know. People were frustrated actually, you know. So they, ANC, in the last, and for me personally, I never ever voted ANC. Wallahi, yes, Quran in front of me. I never ever voted DA, never ever voted EFF. I vote for all these other guys, you understand? So I vote, but I don't vote for these characters, you understand? So anyway, so people, when I told them, Maulvis, I never voted for ANC, they would get upset, you know? Very upset and this type of things, you know? That whether it's the Jamiat or whether it's the MJC or the Durban guys, you know, the Darul Ihsan or whatever you want to call them, in that, because they are like the three wings of the ANC in each province, like, you know. So they are there to canvass and to bring votes in for ANC. So their pockets can also get full. You know how it works and all these type of things. Yeah. So that's how it works with them, you see. So therefore, they... So disgraced also, every day they're getting more disgraced. So that is the truth of the matter I'm telling you. So the point I'm making here is this, but today, if you ask half of them, they're not voting for ANC, and their followers also. So last year's elections, ANC now plus minus this way, that way, you can debate the... So they got 40%, you see, 39, 40, 41, whatever it is. So they never passed the 50% threshold. So now they needed other parties. So now they make all this government of national unity. First time in South Africa's history. Now how they did it, Mickey Mouse party is really speaking, you understand? Guys who got one seat and two seats and three seats. So he said, no, from every party you will become a minister and every party will have a deputy minister. So now you know what this thing now. If you look at the South Africa's ministers and the cabinet ministers, how many we have? 78. It's one of the largest in the world. So what you expect? The people and every guy is there. Everyone, 99.9%, you find 0.1%, you'll be lucky 1%, that who is there to serve the people. 99 Muslim, non-Muslim are there to serve their pocket and to serve their families. And that is the truth, understand? Irrespective of which party, 1%, 5% maximum. But otherwise, 99%, 95% are there just for the money, you understand? They just make us fools and all these type of things. So like that it is, you see. So now, now this genocide started in Gaza. I mean, I said openly, only a donkey or a real fool and idiot can reject it, you understand? You must be totally blind, you must remember that. If Russia invaded Ukraine and they are terrorists, they are occupiers, and they are people who are guilty, so why we don't use the same analogy, you must remember, for Israel? They are occupying it for 80 years approximately, 78 years. You see that? So now, till today, and now what do you want? So now and then you come with October 7, 2023 and so forth. And then you murder over 200,000 people. Every war crime you commit, that you demolish the mosque, you demolish the churches, you demolish the hospitals, you demolish the clinics, you murder children deliberately, intentionally. All that is proven and so forth, you see. So now, I mean, they can record me and we will send out the podcast. We got nothing to hide and we are transparent. You must remember that. So therefore, I brought this phone of mine because I liked your message, Manazai, the one you sent me, I think, last night or this morning. So about these characters, you see. So I want to read it to show our listeners that which type of people we are dealing with. So yeah, I'm reading it verbatim. Daniel Yakubi, director of South African Friends of Israel, to all the Jutlas and Jutlis, and all the Zionists and that. If you like Israel so much, what the hell you are doing here? Footsack. Go to Israel. You're no loss to South Africa. I mean, let us be honest about this. My word for you is footsack. Get out. You understood? As it is, you hate the blacks. You know how racist you are. When I was in Newcastle, I used to go to CNA every week. And I remember one day the guy saw me. I used to read the Jewish report, you know. So then my wife goes shopping, game and clicks and what and what. I got no time for it. I sit there and read. So one day the guy tell me, you can't sit and read, you must stand and read. I say, oh, you mean, if I stand and read, it's all right, but if I sit and read, it's not all right. He said, yes. So I said, fine, I'll stand and read. You understood? So I have to read the whole newspaper there. And they got it, you can Google it and see, that you see what was the Jutla's population during apartheid. You understand? Let's say 150,000, 200,000 Jews here in South Africa. When black rule came, majority rule came, all that, half of them disappeared. So they are the biggest racist. You understood? So we tell them about clearly, hey, Jutla, if you like Israel so much, so foot second, go there, what you wasting our time here, and so forth and so on. Don't come try and justify your apartheid in Israel. Don't try, and don't tell me I haven't been there. I've been there 5 times, so I know exactly what I'm talking about. And don't come tell me there's no genocide there. You understand? Then you're worse than a donkey. That your forefathers were swines after all, according to Quran, you know. Chapter 5, verse number 16. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ Allah made them swines and pigs. Quran says so. If a Muslim doesn't believe that, he'll join the Jutlas and everybody else in hell. So we must be very clear on these issues. So they say this director, Daniel Yakubi, director of South African Friends of Israel, we set up, I truly believe that we can transform South Africa by creating an alliance between Christian Jews and Israel. How you like that? How the hell can you create an alliance between Christian Jews when you Jews say that Jesus was the son of a harlot? When you curse him, you curse his mother, and so forth and so on. So Jews, we know your history, remember that. From the day you were born till now you are corrupted, remember that. Now listen to their statements. Ashley Sauls, S-A-U-L-S, Patriotic Alliance Party MP. We support Israel and believe that Hamas is a terrorist organization which must be annihilated so that there is peace for both the Palestinians and Israelis. We can say that Israel is not an apartheid state and there is no genocide going on in Gaza. You, Ashley Sauls, I'm even surprised you are an MP. Your IQ is that of a small child, you know. Only donkeys can speak like that. Really speaking, the biggest terrorist in the world is Israel, supported by America and so forth. To say Hamas, don't you remember Mandela was called a terrorist? Don't you remember that? So wasn't the ANC called terrorist? So Hamas are doing the same thing. They're defending their homeland. And remember, they say there's no genocide. I think we need to kick you out of parliament. You understood? We need to have a referendum to see who can be in parliament and not. You must remember that. Hopeless characters you guys are. Useless. Therefore, South Africa is going backwards. Then the next character from Patriotic Alliance is what? Melissa Matopa. Yeah, I see no comment there. Glenys Breitenbach, she's supposed to be a big shot lawyer and all that. I'm surprised, you know, that they say there's no apartheid there. The very airport you landed in, they don't allow Palestinians to fly from there. They got special roads in the settlement areas. They can kill, they can shoot, they can arrest any Palestinian, and they'll call it administrative detention. You know, in under apartheid, we had detention without trial. So you'll talk nonsense, you know, utter rubbish you'll talk. So I mean, it speaks a lot of people's IQ and how biased and prejudiced you are. Emma Louise Powell, DA spokesperson on international relations. So who is the biggest terrorist today? The world opinion has turned against Israel. Go to the Western countries and see. So you must remember that. Therefore, America has to kick out people who are speaking the truth. Then the next one, they got Catherine de Christie, DAMP, Brigitte Mosangu. They just take some Africans and all that just to show, you know, we are democracy and all. We all know that the DA is a white party. They just use this. I wonder who paid for them and how much money they collected, you know. So these type of things there. So Nicholas Maybach, DAMP, Liam Jacobs, DAMP, Pongikosi Madikizi, so DAMP, Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein, this delegation is a sign of change of the future. So, change of the future is right, but not the future you're talking about. I'm telling you, Jutla Zionists, now, there will be no state like Israel, inshallah, in the next 2, 3, 5 years, inshallah. Amen. You see that? The Quran tells us this. That the Quran doesn't specify time, but we say, inshallah, it will happen in our lifetime. If every Muslim, the tragedy of the Muslims, 90% don't even know Arabic. And those who know Arabic, their rulers are bootlickers of America and Israel. You take Saudi. Just today I sent it. Look at this. I'm reading this to you, you know. It's something very, very interesting. Let me just get it quickly. In fact, if you see my Twitter, I don't follow anybody, but I find this person's article so good, you know. So you must remember that I said, let me follow him, and then I'll get the things there, you know. So very, very good it is. So I sent it out this morning that on the Twitter account, and to show you that the Arab regimes that every one of them basically has allowed American bases. Here's it here. U.S. bases, March 25 to April 12 this year. Qatar Al Ubaid Air Base, 64. C-17 Globemaster, 11 times C-5 Galaxy, 7 times KC-135 Stratocaster tank or something, 10 times KC-46 Pegasus. All this in Qatar. Qatar is what George Galloway says is like a filling station, gas station, you know. Saudi Arabia, Prince Sultan Air Base, 31 C-17 Globemaster, 2 times C-5 Galaxy, 3 times KC-135, Strato Tango, whatever, then 10 C-130 Hercules, and so. And they got all the countries, you understood? You must just go to this guy, Suleiman, and see what he writes. You must remember on his Twitter. Very good, you know. He's really up to date, you know. So I said today, I said, let me become one of his followers and see, you know, that how much information I can get from him. And then we post it out also. But now some of it is so long, and you know me, I don't know how to cut and paste and all that properly. So anyway, little bit I know, then I just send it out. So, but this guy here, I just give you his name, and you must follow him. Up-to-date news he gives. You must remember on Palestine and on Gaza and everything and so forth. So we also want peace, but the peace must be based on justice, not on prejudice and all that. Israel can't survive for 1 month without America. You must remember that. See, I got this from him. You know what also died in Gaza? The myth of Western humanity and democracy. You see? Nice one of his. And then many I got like that from him. You know, Israel is a terrorist state. Israel is an apartheid state and all these type of things there. So wonderful, wonderful things I got through him. So Suleiman, I stand with Palestine. And like that. So, you know which Suleiman I'm talking about?
Yeah, I receive it also on the groups.
Yeah. So, that guy there, so you must follow him, is very good. See this one. Stripped, beaten, and blindfolded, new research reveals ongoing violence and abuse of Palestinian children detained by Israeli military. And these jokers and clowns, we tell them, go to hell, man. You must remember that, come telling us there's no genocide and so forth. Israel this week executed 15 medics, burned 7 journalists alive, beheaded 3 children. You see, this was now when I sent in the time. So what will you say about this Christian hospital? You must remember that they bombed down and so forth. So we have 101 questions, you must remember. They say, look at this. They master crooks, these Jews. And in Israel, Israel announces guided tours inside Syria for the first time ever. They want to steal part of Syria, steal part of Palestine, steal part of Lebanon, steal. Just steal and murder and kill. You can't run a country like that. You have to fall. So in apartheid South Africa, they tried it. And then what happened? So today, you will see that there will be apartheid Israeli museums everywhere in the world coming up very soon. And the genocide, because today everybody with a phone is a journalist, remember that. So everything is well documented, you know. So they can't hide all these things all the time as they were doing and so forth and so on. But it's shocking that these are members of our GNU. You know, I don't know that if people like this, and I must place on record actually the Daily Maverick. I like Daily Maverick, to be honest. They write some good articles which you won't find normally in other newspapers, you know, and this type of thing. So I found it there, then I sent it to you. So we indebted actually to the Daily Maverick for exposing this whole entire story and so forth. Another big story, I just got 1 minute left, 1-2 minutes. You know, yesterday I went to the shop. I think I told you also. When it's my habit, whenever I go in the car, I just on the radio. Well, on 702, SAFM, or does this, and all, see what is interesting, you know. And obviously, haram things, music, and then we just go to another channel like that. So, and if I go to the shop, supermarket, I don't go buy the things first. I go to the newspapers first, you see. I read the headlines, what's going on. So, yesterday was the Sunday Times, the City Press, all that were there. And the Post newspaper was there. The one thing caught my eye was the Sunday World. Now, you know Waterfall Estate. The Waterfall Estate, they reckon there that so many people there have got illegal connections. They're stealing water municipality. But this is supposed to be all the rich guys. 72 of them don't have water meters. In the paper is written like that. You must read that article. You understood? It's there online. I saw it. So I just want to see who's got it online. So go to that. It's on the first page of the Sunday World. That Waterfall Estates, you understand, stealing water or whatever, or illegal connections and so forth and so on. Now imagine if people, Muslims or non-Muslims, do this in an elite area. But you see what happens. They see the parliamentarians, they see the jokers stealing and incompetent, most of them, ministers, deputy ministers, irrespective of which party, Muslim party, no party, most of them incompetent. And if you go read their track record, you will see they got a lot of things to answer, you know, how they made all their money and all these type of things, you know. So these are hopeless characters, remember, not fit to be in parliament, and they just showed their true colors now. So therefore, I believe we must name them shame them and nail them and don't fear anybody. You're a disgrace to your party, you're a disgrace to South Africa, and we will canvass as many people in South Africa never ever to vote for the DA or the PA or for the ACDP. That is our promise to you. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan to Mufti Saab. From us in the team, we say jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.